God, my name is Corey, and I am, it's interesting, I've been in this program for, what?
Corey.
Oh, hi. I am sorry, it's been a while, so, I've always called myself a fantasy love addict, and I was woken up last night. I had a dream about my ex-qualifier, which is weird, and it's probably came up because I'm sharing today. And it was just like this really heavy dream that just shook me up. And then I started thinking, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just realized that I don't know why I didn't admit I was a sex addict, and I'll get into that. So, experience, strength, and hope. So I come from a family of sex and love addicts, and my mother was a sex and love addict, and also she was married and divorced 3 times, and during her first marriage, she had an affair with the neighbor, and I found out many years as a teenager that neighbor, I think I was about 17 or 18, and I found out that neighbor is my blood father, and ironically, I was relieved because there was mental illness in the one that I thought was my father, and it hit my sister as far as schizophrenia and craziness, and the dad that I thought was my dad put me in very dangerous situations, and he was in mental institutions. So when she told me, I literally fell to the ground and said, "Thank God!" Oh, I was relieved. But the problem is, I had to carry that secret. There's lots of lies, and I had to carry that secret. My sister never knew the truth. The father never knew the truth. My brother never knew the truth. And it just seems like that was the norm. My mom was she was very beautiful. She was an actress. Men loved her. She was very charismatic. She was funny. She was the life of the party. She was fun. And she had a horrific temper. And so as I was growing up, I learned that it was okay to lie and have affairs. And that was like the norm to me. And I went from a very young one relationship after another. And then when I was in my 21, I fell in love with someone who was 40. And we got engaged, and I became my mother in that relationship. And even though this person was so much older than me, it was like that big, intense love. And so I went from being one relation after another, I would have sex with people on the first date, and be in a relationship after, God bless you, being living with that person after the first week, and that just seemed like the norm. And then when this guy that I was engaged to kicked me out because he found a hickey on my neck and I couldn't explain it, I was just like caught. That's when I went downhill, and that's when I knew I didn't want to be my mother, and I went into a deep, deep, dark depression. Like, I felt like that was the first time I felt like I wanted to die, and this guy was going to have nothing to do with me. So as time went on, I would get into relationships really quick because I was looking to be rescued. All those characteristics that we have, I could check them all off. So that's 5 minutes. Thank you. I could check them all off. I really felt I needed to be rescued. I needed, and I was constantly searching for love outside of myself. And of course, we know how that works. My self-esteem was really low, and I went from one relationship after another, and then I had a child because I wanted that to fulfill me. I did not marry the father of that child. I don't advise that because it's really hard on the kids. So then after a really horrible divorce, I think that's when I came into SLAA. Someone just said, Corey, you need to go here. And that was 16 years ago, maybe 17. I've totally lost count with time. I literally grew up here, and who I am today, it's hard for me to look back at what I was. And if there's a topic, I want it to be about shame, overcoming it, what we hold on to, because I've had to work through so much shame. But I ended up falling in love and getting engaged to someone that I met in a different program, and that person was now, the tables were turned. He was the avoidant, he's an artist, and it was like that pull-push relationship. And the more that person pushed, the more I became the anxious. And I think we all are learning about that. Anxious, avoidant, and I was the anxious, and that relationship went back and forth for 10 years. I remember when he asked me to marry him, it was like the happiest day of my life. I was just like, finally, my life is complete. And as soon as I moved in, the pushing started, and it was so painful. And the relationship broke up, and then I went into that deep, dark, painful depression. And then my mother died, and my father died, and my sister died. And I felt like it was really, life was very painful. And also, this person that I fell so deeply in love with, I felt there was nothing I could do to get him to love me. And I tried everything I could do. And then after, I don't know how many times of back and forth, because when time would pass, then I would hear from him. He would call. And I thought this time, so two more minutes. I thought this time it was going to work out. I think a lot of us could relate to that. And then I would go back. And finally, what happened was I had to prepare myself that this is insanity. I can't do this anymore. And I knew that I'd have to go through the withdrawals. And the withdrawals are some serious stuff. Serious, serious stuff. And I sat with it finally. And I sent a text to this person a year ago, and all I said was bye. I've never heard from him again. And my life is really calm right now. I've learned how to really, I mean, it's so cliche, but I did find myself. And I do things that I had to make myself a priority, because I always would say to the qualifier, I'm not your priority, you love the dog more than me, you love the guitar more than me. But I had to find myself of what, I had to treat myself the way I wanted someone else to treat me. And I do my best to be of service. I definitely have a God that is way bigger than I could ever be. I really have a strong, strong, deep connection and belief with my higher power. I cannot get through, I would not want to get through this life without that. I don't know how people do it. I don't think that there's a one-way God. I think basically whatever one chooses as their higher power, God bless you. Kindness, love, compassion. And just really to finish it off with the shame, I had so much shame about my past, and I really had to be compassionate and sensitive of where I came from. You know, I did the best I could with what I knew, and to really be gentle, and that is my time. And I am so blessed and honored to be here, and I thank you all.